for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, March the 30th, 2018, Joe McGee is a speaker of this service teaching on being born again. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Another thing I do, and I'll share this with you, with food, and this is how I have lost weight, and I need to lose more, so don't judge me from my side. And Lorna started doing this too. You want that strawberry shortcake, or maybe, don't drink beer, but maybe you want beer, or maybe you want drugs, or maybe you want something. Lord, I give that to you, and I wouldn't dare take it back. I offer that to you as a sacrifice. And that will help you break addictions, because the minute you choose, did you want to say something? I'll thought you had your hand up. Randy is such a blessing. Appreciate him. Matthew 24:13 says, but he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. Whoever endures to the end. So we've got to endure to the end of the world. As long as we're on this earth, we've got to endure and overcome. Hebrews 3:5 says, as Moses was faithful over his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to come, to be spoken after, but Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the boast of our hope firm unto the end. So there's a holding fast. It's not a turning back. I can tell you, when you backslide or you turn back, that's one of the major routes to back problems. Or if you're a person that lets people control you, the scripture says you lay down and let the enemy make your back a sidewalk. Those are three reasons for back problems. Turning your back on God, somebody betraying you, knife of betrayal in the back. Hebrews 3:13 says, but exhort one another daily, while it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold fast the boast of our confidence firm until the end. So we need to hold fast to keep going forward with God rather than go backwards. Do you have a witness of the Holy Spirit that you are His child? Romans 9:16 says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So there should be a bearing witness that we belong to God. Did you know God wants each of you to have assurance of your salvation, to know that you know that you know that you know that you are born again? You know, even as a little girl, I always had a heart. I wanted to go to church, and my whole family didn't go to church. They'd take me to church and leave me off. And I always had a heart for God, but I wasn't saved. But when I was born again, everything about me changed. And I was born again, addicted to diet pills. And praise God, He set me free. I didn't stay in it. He set me free. 1 John 5:10 says, he that believes on the Son of God has a witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave us of His Son. Are you trusting Him by faith? Are you living in fear, doubt, negativity, and unbelief? The negativity can come in because of how you were trained up as a child. If you grew up in a negative atmosphere, a dysfunctional family, you could be a very negative person. But that's not faith. Scripture says the just shall live by faith. He who comes to God must believe that He is, and a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. We're saved by faith and not by ourselves. It's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. Are you bearing fruit for God? Matthew 12:43. Therefore I say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation producing the fruit of it. That's what God told the Jews. John 15 says, every branch in me that produces good fruit, he'll produce more fruit, because I'm going to prune him back. I'm going to keep cutting him back, letting him go through things, disciplining him so he can bear more fruit. But if he doesn't bear fruit, I cut him off. And so you get cut off if you don't produce good fruit. You know, you can have a peach tree, and if you don't prune it, it won't have peaches, or they'll be scrawny. But you cut it back, and you keep pruning it so that it can produce more fruit. If you've ever had a rose bush, if you don't cut the dead roses off and water it and fertilize it, it doesn't even produce. But you can keep pruning it, cutting it back, and watering it and fertilizing it in the most beautiful roses. And so God has to prune us. The pruning is what you go through in your circumstances. So you can get bitter in those circumstances, or you can get better. If you don't turn to God in your circumstances, you get bitter, and bitter people end up dying. Bitterness is like drinking poison, waiting for someone else to die. And you know, the scripture says the harlot, if you're committing spiritual adultery against Jesus, the Bible says the harlot is bitter. And she won't take accountability. It says she wipes her mouth and says, I've done nothing wrong. Are you that kind of a person that wipes your mouth and says, you know, I'm a good person? Let me tell you, salvation doesn't mean because you're a good person. There's lots of good persons that have never seen Jesus, and they're going to go to hell. There's people that sometimes treat people nicer than some people that call themselves Christians, and they're going to go to hell because they don't believe in Jesus. So being good, it doesn't cut it. Jesus was good for you. He did everything. So when we get on the potter's wheel, the potter takes the junk out of us. Being on the potter's wheel is a picture of denying yourself, taking up your cross, giving up your life that you might find it, yielding to the potter, and then the potter takes the junk out. So if you stay on the potter's wheel, the potter is going to fix you by his grace. Now, if you get slung off the potter's wheel, which we do, just repent, tell God you're sorry, get back on, and he'll fix us. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 15, you're my friends if you do what I say, bear fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Matthew 7, Jesus said, and on that day many of you will say, well, Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name, and didn't we heal the sick, and didn't we do this, and didn't we preach the gospel? And he'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. And then he says, you who practice lawlessness. So if we practice sin, God's going to tell us, depart from him. He never knew us. Are you a disciple or a Pharisee? Do you have a religious spirit? Are you a disciple? A disciple is someone that lets God discipline them. The scripture says that the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. So if you're not a disciple of God, you're not going to go to heaven. If you don't let God discipline you and you don't take accountability, you're committing spiritual adultery. And the Bible says you're wiping your mouth and saying, I've done nothing wrong. Take accountability. A disciple is a person who lets God correct him. Are you ashamed to let your friends know that you love Jesus? Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. Are you committed to the Word of God? Are you locked into your own ideas? Do you give God just a little dab of your life, or do you give it all to him? Does he consume your thoughts? Or are you consumed by something else? Are you following in his way, in his footsteps? Is he first place in your life? You know, in John 2, it says, many were coming out to receive Jesus because they saw the miracles and signs he did. But in John 2, it says, but Jesus, knowing all their hearts, wasn't giving himself to them. In other words, they were coming out accepting, I don't want to go to hell. No, who wants to go to hell? But Jesus wasn't giving himself to them because he knew their hearts. He knew their hearts weren't right. We can have a black heart and not want it, and Jesus will save us. But if he knows that we're just giving him lip service, he won't give himself to us. In John 6, Jesus told the disciples, some of his disciples, he said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me. And so, you know, they said, what kind of saying is this? And it does kind of sound weird, but he goes on to say, whoever abides in me eats my flesh and drinks my blood. So it's a picture of making Jesus the Lord of your life. It's not talking about cannibalism, but it says because of what Jesus said to these people, they weren't following him anymore. They left him. And, you know, in the parable of the sower, there's three times the soil. There's the soil that hears the word of God and says, I don't believe that. And the verse, take the seed and take it. The second one is that the worries and cares and pleasures of the world choke out the word. And the third type of soil says, because their hardness of heart, they were persecuted because of the word and they fell away. In other words, they didn't want to die to their flesh. And then the last soil is that they produce fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. And only the ones that produce fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold are the ones that are going to heaven. And it says in Mark 4, if you can understand that parable, you can understand every parable in the Word of God. So are you soil one that hears the Word and says, I don't believe that? The Scripture says in Mark 4, Matthew 13, and Luke 8, it says that there's four types of soil. The soil where the word goes forth, I don't believe it. It goes on and explains that parable that the birds, which is a type of Satan, the demons, take the word and steal it. And then the second type of soil are the people that let the worries and cares of the world choke out the word. In other words, they receive Jesus, but because of the worries, the cares, the desire for other things, it chokes out the word and they don't produce fruit. The third type is because of their hardness of heart, because they say, oh, absolutely, they receive for a little while, but the minute the circumstances of life hit and they feel that they have to forgive or whatever, their flesh suffers, they don't want their flesh to suffer, and it says they fall away. But the fourth type of soil is that good, rich, healthy, sandy loam, if you've ever lived in a country where they've had good soil, where the wildflowers fall on the soil in the spring, there'll be a whole pasture with blue bonnets. If you're in Texas, blue bonnets and beautiful flocks. And that's the good sandy loam soil where it receives the seed of God's word and it produces fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. Those are the born again ones. And here's a list of people that won't make it to heaven. We've already shared some, but in 1 Corinthians 6:9 says, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind will inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation 22:14 says, blessed are those who wash their robes. And the way we wash our robes is to stay confessed up. 1 John 1:9, confess your faults. I'm sorry, if you confess your sin, God is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So the minute you sin, confess your sin. Tell God you're sorry. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in by the gates into the city. Now this is a picture of those who work out their salvation with fear and trembling. 22:15 says, outside, meaning outside of heaven, are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral people, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices lying. All of those are going outside of heaven. We've all done some of those things, but today's a new day. Stop it. Confess your sin. Get your heart right with God. 1 Corinthians 15 says, now I make it known unto you, brethren, that the gospel which you preached, you've also received, in which you also stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. And you know, in Obadiah, it says that God said he loved Jacob, but he hated Esau. And Jacob was a picture of the church, and so is Esau. Jacob, he loved, but Esau, he hated, because Esau sold his birthright for a pot of beans. And that's it says in Hebrews 5, see to it no root of bitterness takes over and you'd be like Esau who sold his birthright for beans. And then there's the wise virgins, the prudent virgins. To be prudent means to be crafty, shrewd, sensible. Wisdom applied to proactive cautions. Practically wise. Careful of consequences. A prudent is a person, he walks along, he sees the danger, and he hides himself, is what Proverbs says. But a fool goes on and suffers for it. But a prudent person watches all around for danger and won't walk those ways. Wise, having the power and judging correctly, discriminating between what is proper and improper, what's true and false, means to possess discernment, judgment, discretion, ability to choose wisely without someone else telling you what to do. A foolish person in the Hebrew means senseless or foolish, has no voice of understanding or sound judgment, weak intellectually, applied to general character, simple, naive, easily seduced. Are you easily seduced? Matthew 7 says, the wise man built his house on the rock. The foolish man builds his house on the sand. And when the flood came, and the wind blew, the man who built his house on the sand, the house was washed away, but the man that built his house on the rock, it stands. And of course, the rock's Jesus. Matthew 25:1, then the kingdom of heaven will be compared to virgins, to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. That's Jesus. And the Bible tells the lamp of the body is the eye. It tells us in the Bible to keep our lamps alit. 5 of them were foolish, 5 were prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, and that was the type of the Holy Spirit. Acts 5 says he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Matthew 25:4. But the prudent took oil in their lamps, along with their in their flask, along with their lamps. Now when the bridegroom was delaying, they all got drowsy and began to sleep. But at midnight, there was a shout, behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. The foolish said to the prudent, give us some of the oil, give us some of your oil. And the prudent said, go to the merchants. The merchants are those easy, greasy grace teachers that teach you don't have to, you know, if you receive Jesus, you can live like the devil, still go to heaven. Go to the merchants and they'll tell you you're okay. But the prudent answered, no, we will not have enough oil for us. And you too, go to the dealers and buy some oil for yourselves. And of course, what happened, and when Jesus, the bridegroom, came, he told them to depart from him. He never knew them. So are you a wise virgin or are you a foolish virgin? You know, we're living in days that if you compromise in the days we're living in, you can be killed just through compromise. If you walk the highway of holiness and walk in righteousness toward the Lord, you don't have to fear ISIS. You don't have to fear being killed. The scripture says, if a man's ways please the Lord, it makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. That gives me tremendous peace. The scripture says in Psalms 91, if I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, I abide in the shadow and protection of the Almighty. I can tell you, I don't fear any of that stuff because God is my boss and my Lord. And if he wants me to be killed, hey, I'm ready to leave here. So it gives you great peace. God needs to consume our thoughts. Are you a Jacob or are you an Esau? Hebrews 12, and so what I want you to do is stand up and repent of whatever the Lord shows you. When I say repent, confess your sins to God. Everything the Lord's shown you through this teaching, ask God to forgive you. And if you've never been born again, if you want personal prayer, we'll pray for you up here. But the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. And basically this teaching, I believe, is to open some people's eyes about where they are with the Lord. Because it's serious, and we're living in days in this world that if we are spiritual adulterers, we'll lose our understanding. We won't love the truth so as to be saved and be sent a strong delusion. There's so many believers out there into stuff that they've been sent a strong delusion. So, Lord, we thank you for the truth that sets us free. If you abide in my word, Jesus said in John 8, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen? It's the truth that sets us free. You know, people are free the minute they receive the truth. They don't even need a deliverance minister. So why don't you stand up and ask the Lord to show you, why did he let you hear this message? Or have you been born again? Because let me tell you something. If you get born again this weekend and you've never been born again, you'll never be the same. I have never been the same since God got a hold of me. And he's still getting hold of me more and better. When I leave this earth, I want to be more delivered than I am today. And you never stop getting delivered till you enter eternity, and then you're perfect. Praise God. Bless the Lord. So we can bear with each other's faults because we're all a work in progress. If you think you've overcome something and you're so hot and you're so smart, let me tell you something. God's going to humble you as he's humbled me, and I'm thankful for all the things I've gone through because it's made me better, not bitter. So, Lord, search my heart. Pray with me. Lord, search my heart. Test my thoughts. Let me know the truth, Lord, that sets me free. Lord, show me. I pray that you convict me of sin. Show me what you want to do in my life. Show me what I'm to let go of. And, Lord, I ask for your grace to let go of it. In Jesus' name. When God delivered me from diet pills, I went to a meeting. You know, my husband was president of a bank in a little town, so I was pretty well known in this little bitty one-horse town. And so I went to this meeting with the town hairdresser, which was the gossip of the town and the gossip of the Baptist church. And I went to a revival meeting, and I had just read this little tract, My Heart Cries Home. And it's a little track, and it says, you invite Jesus into your heart, which is a picture of him opening the door, letting him in. And then he looks in your living room, and you don't see anything bad. And he goes in the other room and doesn't see anything bad. Looks in your refrigerator, doesn't see anything bad. But there's this one closet you don't want him in. And I knew that if he opened the door, diet pills would fall out on him. And I wouldn't want him to go in that one. But anyway, we're talking about this track. And so I ended up making the stupid mistake of telling the two town gossips what my problem was. So here I was out on a limb that I sawed myself out on the limb. Because now I'm going to be the gossip of the town. The president of the bank's wife is a drug addict. I mean, I could just see the scenario. Anyway, so I had no choice but to give it up that day. So the man prayed to let go, and he gave an illustration of, you know, when you're a kid and you're fighting with your brothers or sisters and they're trying to wrestle with you and pull you out of the bedroom, and you grab the bedspread and it comes off, and you grab the lamp and it comes off, and you get to the door like this. He said, just let go. And you know, if you're swimming, if you don't know how to swim and you fall in the water and you beat the water, you'll drown. But if you just lay back and float, you'll float. And that day, God delivered me from diet pills. My blood pressure was 85 over 60. And I lived upstairs, and I had to go up those stairs day after day and say I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That was in 1969, and I've not had a diet pill since. But it was like I was worked in a corner, and I either had to repent or be the town talk. So just let go. And his grace will take you up like a plane reaching a certain level. The law of aerodynamics, which is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, sets you free. And then the minute you choose, you have to choose to let go. You have to choose to say no to your drugs, no to your alcohol, no to your perversion, no to your adultery, no to whatever you're doing. You choose. But the minute you say no to it, God, another law will take you above it, and you'll be delivered. Praise God. So, Lord, I ask you to search my heart, test my thoughts, And Lord, I want the truth that sets me free. I want to walk out of this place different and a new woman, a new man. I want to have a new marriage. I want a new life. And Lord, I thank you that you want to give it to me more than I could ever want it. In Jesus' name. And just repent of everything. Tell God you're sorry for everything he shows you. And then if you sit down, I'll lead you in some more repentance and we'll do deliverance. And if all of that makes you feel hopeless, remember, all you have to do is get on the potter's wheel. If you feel hopeless, you're trying to turn the potter's wheel yourself. You're trying to fix yourself, and you can't do it. You know, I was taught the Lord helped those that help themselves, and I felt guilty because I couldn't help myself. God helps those that admit they're helpless. Just get on the potter's wheel. Give up. Yield your life. Make him Lord and Master. And when you can sit down when you're through, but don't sit down until you're through. Father, forgive me for just having a head knowledge of you. Just pray with me. Believe in like the devil and demons believe in you. I ask you to bring everything in my head down into my heart. Pray with me. Forgive me for being double-minded. Ho-hum God. Forgive me for not making you the first priority of my life. Forgive me for committing spiritual adultery. Forgive me for committing physical adultery. Forgive me that you haven't been my first priority. Lord, I ask you to translate me from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Forgive me for having a religious spirit. Forgive me for underestimating the power of being born again. Lord, if I haven't been saved, I ask you to save me right now, Lord. I yield my life to you. Thank you for dying on the cross for all these sins I've confessed, every last one of them. Thank you that you're faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I break off every yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. I break off yokes of adultery. I break yokes of lies off. I break the power of every lie, unbelief, doubt. Lord, I want to be born again if I haven't been. Forgive me for having a hard heart. Take out my stony heart and give me a heart of flesh. Forgive me for giving you lip service. Forgive me for not being willing to deny myself and take up my cross and follow you. Forgive me for living after the flesh. Forgive me for physical adultery, spiritual adultery, the adultery of pornography. Forgive me for lusting after men and women. Forgive me for fornication. Forgive me for uncleanness. Forgive me for being impure, evil, vile. Forgive me for lasciviousness. Forgive me for having lustful, wanton, lewd, sexual thoughts. Forgive me for the lust of flesh, lewdness, lasciviousness, loving something else or someone else more than I love you. Forgive me for witchcraft, sorcery, pharmakia. Forgive me for variance, strife, quarreling, fighting, contention, strife, jealousy, rivalry, wrath, sedition, rebellion. Forgive me for disobedience to authority. Forgive me for obeying demons in people instead of obeying you, Lord. Forgive me for heresy, envyings, murders, being angry at people. I forgive everyone, Lord, you've shown me I've been angry toward. Drunkenness. Forgive me for being physically drunk. Drunk on alcohol, drunk on drugs, drunk on sex, drunk on food. Forgive me for being spiritually drunk. I renounce any meetings I've been to where I received the spirit of drunkenness. Forgive me for revelings, reviling, boisterous merrymaking. Forgive me for practicing these things, Lord. I just repent. I turn from these sins. Forgive me for not having the fruit of the Spirit. Forgive me for not loving my neighbor as myself and loving you with my whole heart. Forgive me for not manifesting your character and nature. Lord, I give myself to you. I resist the devil and he has to flee. I ask for a new heart today, Lord. Forgive me for loving the world and making myself an enemy of yours. Forgive me for walking in rebellion and disobedience to your voice and your commandments. Forgive me for thinking I have to be perfect. Forgive me for trying to turn the potter's wheel and fix myself. Forgive me for trying to perform, Lord. Forgive me for following after the voice of a stranger, the voice of another, any voice that contradicts your word. Forgive me for practicing unrighteousness and not loving my brother, not loving you and keeping your commandments. Forgive me for disobedience that causes your wrath to abide on me. Forgive me for being stubborn and unrepentant. Forgive me for not seeking for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. Forgive me for being selfishly ambitious. Be sure and be repenting. Forgive me for not loving the truth. Lord, give me a love of the truth. I can't do it myself. I ask you to give me a love of the truth. I ask you to remove the tribulation and distress off my life that's come in through my rebellion. Forgive me for not learning obedience to the things I go through just like you did, Jesus. Forgive me for being double-minded and lukewarm. Forgive me for being a slave of sin instead of a slave of righteousness. Forgive me for being a slave to my own ideas, my only worldly views, and not your word. Forgive me for letting my addictions control me and be my master. Lord, I want to present myself as a slave to your word. I want to be a slave of righteousness. Thank you for your grace. Lord, I can't do it myself. Lord, I get on your potter's wheel, and you're the potter, and I'm the clay, and I ask you to fix me. Lord, I can't do it. I've tried to quit certain things on my own, but Lord, I've had no power to do it because I haven't really known you. And I want to know you, Lord. I want to have the victory. I want to be an overcomer. I want to love the truth. Forgive me for being tangled in the world. Forgive me for being a person, Lord, that has received the knowledge of the truth and went back to the world, got entangled in the things of the world. And Lord, I've been like a sow returning to her, wallowing in the mire, and a dog returning to the vomit. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for not loving you with my whole heart, mind, soul, body, and my neighbor as myself. Forgive me for practicing sin. Forgive me for not letting your spirit leave me. Forgive me for not putting to death the deeds of my flesh. Forgive me for not letting your Holy Spirit leave me. Forgive me for not being willing to deny myself and take up my cross and follow you. Forgive me for being overcome instead of being an overcomer. Lord, forgive me for not keeping my garments white through confessing my sin and through repentance. Forgive me for not holding fast. Forgive me for turning back, backsliding, backstabbing, laying down and letting the enemy make my back a sidewalk. Lord, I pray for the witness of your Holy Spirit that I'll leave this place as your child if I don't already know you. Forgive me for believing that easy, greasy grace that I can receive you as Savior and live any old way I want to. Forgive me for believing that doctrine. Forgive me for not trusting you by faith, not living by faith. Forgive me for being legalistic, being a performer. Forgive me for for thinking I'm hopeless. Lord, if I get on your potter's wheel through yieldedness to you, it's not hopeless because you're the one that does everything. Forgive me for not producing good fruit. Forgive me for not being your friend because I haven't done what you said. Forgive me for practicing lawlessness, unrighteousness. Forgive me for being a Pharisee, religious spirit. Forgive me for being ashamed to let people know that I belong to you. Forgive me for not being committed to your word. Forgive me for not reading your word. Forgive me for just giving you a little dab and not giving you all of my life. Forgive me that other things have consumed my thoughts because I've planted evil things down in my heart and evil perversion consumes my thoughts. Consume me, Lord, I pray. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fall upon each person in Jesus' name. Forgive me, Lord, for not following your way, walking in your word. God, forgive me for living after the flesh, being like your disciples, not wanting to eat your flesh, drink your blood, which is dividing you. Forgive me for leaving you like some of your disciples did. Forgive me for being the kind of soil that rejects the word. Forgive me for being the kind of soil that lets the worries, cares, pleasures of this world choke the word out. Lord, forgive me for receiving your word with joy, but because a problem comes up, I fall away. Forgive me for not being that good soil that produces fruit 30, 60, and 100 fold. God, forgive me for living in unrighteousness and in sin and in darkness. Forgive me for being deceived. Forgive me for fornicating, for being an idolater, an adulterer, effeminate. God, forgive me for being a slave. Command. Forgive me for not living daily, confessing my sins and walking in repentance. Forgive me for not using the circumstances I go through to make me more obedient to your word, not working out my salvation with fear and trembling. Forgive me for sorcery, being sexually immoral, being perverted, perverse, lust, lewdful, sensual. Forgive me for masturbation. Forgive me for idolatry. Forgive me for loving and practicing lying. Forgive me for fear of man that's brought a snare. Forgive me for not holding fast to your word. Forgive me for being like Esau, selling my birthright for a pot of stew. Forgive me for being a foolish virgin and not being a wise virgin. Forgive me for disobedience, which has kept me from having oil for my lamp. Forgive me for being a fool. You said that a fool, you can pound him in a, crush him in a mortar with a pestle, and his folly won't depart from him, Lord. You said, teach a wise man and he'll be wise, but a fool will go on and suffer for it. Forgive me for not being prudent. Forgive me for walking in darkness, walking in pride, walking in sin, being foolish. Forgive me for building my house on the sand and not on the rock. Lord, I want to be prepared for the flood that's coming in America. I want to be prepared for it. I want to have oil for my lamp. And Lord, you tell me to keep my lamp alive, and the way I do that is to walk in repentance and confessing my sins. Thank you for being so merciful, Lord. Thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, for your grace upon us. And Lord, I just, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch each person now. Lord, I pray that no one will go home the same. I pray that every person that even doubted their salvation will no longer doubt it. In Jesus' name. Lord, I ask for a new life for each person in this room. A new life for all of us, Lord. Thank you that we all have to get old, but we don't have to be senile. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to be given over to a reprobate mind, and I come against a reprobate mind in the name of Jesus. Amen. And pray with me, Lord. I break soul ties with everyone I've looked at in a perverted way, for everyone I've drank an alcohol or took drugs with. I break soul ties with doctors that have given me drugs. I break the yoke of bondage off of every neck in the name of Jesus. I break the power of self-hatred, unforgiveness of self-pain in the name of Jesus. I break soul ties with every person that I've sinned with or who sinned against in the name of Jesus. Forgive me for sinning against my husband, for sinning against my wife. I break soul ties with every person I've ever looked at in a perverted way or ever sinned with in a perverted way. I call back my soul and spirit from each person, send back their souls and their human spirits back to them, exchange their image for the image of Christ in Jesus' name. Every demonic spirit has to go. Every spirit that blocks the truth, that sets them free, I bind the strong man over every life in Jesus' name. I come against fear, doubt, unbelief, worry, anxiety, tension, stress, nervousness, depression, despair, despondency. I command you to leave every person in this room. I come against pain and a broken heart in Jesus' name. I come against despair, hopelessness, unbelief, doubt, lies, lying. I come against the spirit of harlotry, the spirit of whoredom. I come against the spirit of adultery, the spirit of the whoremonger. I come against spirits of pornography, every spirit that came into pornography. Did you know, let me say this.
Did you know the Satanists make the pornography and they put curses on it? And it's like a hook. And so, Lord, we bind and break every word, curse, spell, hex, vex, charm, incantation, divination, assault, assignment, attachment, voodoo, magic, black magic, sorcery, enchantments, bewitchments, voodoo, words of death, words of iniquity, curses of poverty, curses that they can never get out of it. I break curses of addictions, curses in their relationships, curses in their marriage. I break every curse, word of death, word of iniquity, curse, assignment, satanic ritual spoken over pornography in the name of Jesus. I command every demonic spirit of adultery, fornication, lust, lewdness, lasciviousness, go. Licentiousness, go. A party spirit, orgies, come out now. Masturbation, come out in the name of Jesus. Oral sex, anal sex, come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of mind control, come out. Lewdness, wanton spirits, come out. Spirits of lust, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Spirits of alcohol, spirits of drugs, I command you to go. Spirits of cocaine, all spirits of drugs, name some drugs.
Tobacco.
Come out. Spirits of tobacco, come out in the name of Jesus. Name some marijuana, come out. Spirits of marijuana. Spirits of the drugs that were given by doctors, I come out. All spirits of addictions to pharmakia, drugs given by doctors, will come out in the name of Jesus. All spirits of hatred, variance, strife, emulation, heresies, come out. Witchcraft, jealousy, envy, contention, strife, out now. Depression, despair. I come against all spirits of intellectual superiority. Come out. All spirits that say that the Word of God is not inferior to the thoughts and intents of this world, I command you to out. All spirits that came in through being a friend of the world, lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the boastful pride of life, gluttony, self-indulgence, overindulgence, hunger, fat, food, sugar, god of the belly, come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Come out. Take a deep breath. Blow out in Jesus' name. I break your power over every life in Jesus' name. I command hatred to go, division, divisiveness, rejection. I come against rejection, fear of man, fear of failure, fear of disappointment, fear of saying no. I command you out. Controlling spirits, witchcraft, rebellion, antichrist. Come out now in the name of Jesus. We break your power. In Jesus' name, we command all spirits that draw them back into sin. I cut you off in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name. And lying spirits, you come out now. Spirits of unfaithfulness, you come out. Spirits of divorce, come out. And spirits of abandonment, you come out. Spirits of lesbianism, homosexuality, come out. Spirits of pedophilia, bestiality, come out. In Jesus' name, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Praise you. Wanton spirits, lewdness, sensuality, go. In Jesus' name. Oh, spirits that overcome them with sin, I break your power. All spirits who are drawn back into sin, I break your power. Every lie they believed about salvation, I break your power in Jesus' name. We tear down every stronghold in the name of Jesus. We break every stronghold in the mighty name of Jesus. Every stronghold we've named, we call in Jesus' name. We come against Ahab, Jezebel, passivity, apathy, lethargy, laziness. We break your power. Back problems, neck problems, come out. Cancer, sickness, distress, disease, come out now in Jesus' name. Diabetes, we command you out. Compromise, double-mindedness, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. All spirits of fear of man, fear of death, fear of saying no, fear of not being loved, fear of not being liked, fear of confrontation, come out. All spirits of timidity, shyness, come out. All spirits of pride, arrogance, boastfulness, egotism, haughtiness, impatience, come out now in Jesus' name. All spirits of impatience, all spirits of hardiness, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power. In Jesus' name, alcoholism, we break curses of alcoholism. We break curses of drug addiction. Pray with me. Lord, I forgive my mother and father for training me up in a dysfunctional way, for their perversion, their drug addiction, their alcoholism. I forgive them for their adultery. I forgive them for not training me up in the way I should go. And I break generational curses, soul tie curses, cultural curses. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask you to go all the way back to Adam and Eve and break that, cleanse their bloodline from all defilement by the blood of Jesus. We renounce Indian ancestry, Indian ritual, witchcraft, Satanism. We break the power of witchcraft, voodoo, magic, sorcery, mind control, humanism, socialism, communism. We break it in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus, we break your power in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Move upon them, Lord. I ask your Holy Spirit, set them free. Holy Spirit, move upon them in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, mighty God. Thank you for a new life. Lord, new creation in Christ. Transform them, Lord, by your mighty power. Every spirit of fortune telling, come out. Astrology, come out. New age, essential oils, come out now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all black magic, all potions, spells, come out now in Jesus' name. Indian rituals, come out now in Jesus' name. We break your power in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Give Jesus a praise. Praise you, Lord. We praise him. We thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Worthy are you, Lord. You are so worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. When you feel the release, lift your hands and sing with me. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Bless the Lord. And Lord, we ask you to bless the food, purify it, sanctify it. Thank you for another day of food in America. Thank you for another day of peace in America. Lord, we pray for our president. We ask you to give him wisdom. Lord, we pray that you will put him, bind his feet to your path, bind his thoughts to your thoughts. Lord, I pray that any advice he's given that's wrong, that you take away his peace. Any person that is not right, you take away his peace. And Lord, draw him closer to you and put your hedge of protection around him and around each person in Jesus' name. Bless him. You know, whether you love the president or not, you're supposed to pray for him. Amen. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lord, now pray. Lord, fill me with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. In Jesus' name. All spirits of death has to go. All spirits of death has to leave every life. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, spiritual adultery, spiritual harlotry, you have to go now in Jesus' name. Come out now in Jesus' name. Unfaithfulness has to go. Perverseness has to go. Crookedness has to go. Feet problems have to be healed in Jesus' name. Bitterness, back problems, pain in the back, pain in the neck, it has to go in Jesus' name. Praise you, mighty God. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and sing with me. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful. Your name is wonderful, Jesus, my Lord. You are the mighty King, Master of everything. Your name is wonderful, Jesus, Señor. Bless you, Lord. Love you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBC Online.com. bibleclub.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.